I sat beside Paul Muldoon last week. By accident, sat beside him at a wedding party. And it was a wonderful experience to have a time to chat with him. So I'm going to read a poem by Paul Muldoon. He was born in 1951, and he was in very good looking health when I met him. And this is a poem called Duffy's Circus. And Duffy's Circus is one of the great experiences from my childhood. They came to Limerick, and it was terribly exciting to go to circuses. There was also a crowd called Chipperfield's Circus. But I'm reading this not in a vacuum. I'm reading it especially for my friend AJ Lehan, who's in California at the moment, and he's going around the world in 1,080 days. And that's incredibly exotic when you think about it. That would appeal to anybody, and together with the play on Around the World in 80 days and 1,080 days, you know, what a wonderful idea. So that is a transport of delight, if you like, just to dig into the possibilities of where AJ Lehan will be going on the journey. And similarly, a circus is for me a transport of delight. So I found it really interesting to find in the Penguin Book of Irish Verse, when I went looking for a poem that would sort of contribute in some small, little, possibly obscure way to the idea of living intentionally, I found this Paul Muldoon poem, Duffy's Circus. It's in five short stanzas, each of which have four lines. And I better check on the following page. No, that's it. So it's, here we have 20 lines of poetry by Paul Muldoon called Duffy's Circus. Once Duffy's Circus had shaken out its tent in the big field near the Moy. God may as well have left Ireland and gone up a tree. My father had said so. There was no such thing as the five-legged calf. The God of creation was the God of love. My father chose to share such nuts of wisdom. Yet across the Alps of each other the elephants trooped, nor did it matter when Wild Bill's rain dance fell flat. Some clown emptied a bucket of stars over the swankiest part of the crowd. I had lost my father in the rush and slipped out the back. Now I heard for the first time that long drawn out cry. It came from somewhere beyond the corral. A dwarf on stilts, another dwarf. I sidled past some trucks from under a freighter. I watched a man sawing a woman in half. Isn't that wonderful? From under a freighter, I watched a man sawing a woman in half. Other thing about this poem, AJ, is that in the fourth stanza, which begins over the swankiest part of the crowd, it's that word swankiest. When Paul Muldoon put it in this poem, or when I found it in this poem, and I first read this poem on the 6th of February 1996, and I wrote in pencil, 2 points, reminds me of going to the circus in Limerick. And the second one was, Dad used to say swankiest, and I've never heard anybody use the word swankiest, so I don't know if you even know that word. But the point about this for me in relation to intentional living is about how important it is to hold on to the child's perspective, that the child in us is kept alive. That adventuring, fearless, swashbuckling, courageous, bold, bright, experimental, experiential child is alive in us. And that's, in a way, for me, the symbolism of Duffy's Circus. And also the exotic, well, exotic, I'm using the word twice, I suppose, here in this audio boo, and that's a bad thing. But no, repetition can work too. Okay, settle down, Paul. It's about the father sharing nuts of wisdom with their child. And in this case, it's interesting that 1951, Paul was born, and he includes the line, "When Wild Bill's rain dance fell flat." Now, truthfully, I don't know when this poem was written, but that was, this is before Riverdance. He's talking about Wild Bill's rain dance. Ah, no, it's a great old poem, isn't it? Anyway, bye for now.